一个公义里面而行的生活。
But that's not enough.I have to set my mind on the person of the Spirit and the things the Spirit says are true about His ministry inside me.
就是我必须把我的注意力转到我里面的这个有位格的圣灵，而且讲了一切有关于他会成形在我里面的事情，我都要相信。
It's not enough to just get a picture in my mind about my desire to obey. I have to set my mind on the Spirit and what He promises to do in me.
所以你光光是讲到说，哦，你去想象我很渴望能够去顺服，还不够。你要想到说，这里面的圣灵，还有他在圣经里面一切答应他会带领我做的事。
Look at Romans 8 verse 6 from the New American Standard.
我们来看这个美国新标准版的这里面第六节。
The mind that is set on the flesh is death.
就是你以肉体为念的，就是死。
The person who only looks to their own ability to control their anger, they will always end up having their anger in their heart.
就是那些想要靠自己能力 来克服他里面愤怒的人，他永远都会有愤怒在他里面。
Again, they may not express it in their social etiquette.
就是我再说，他也许从他外表社交当中，他不会显现出来。
But death will be working in their emotions nonetheless.
但是呢，他里面他的感情里面却有死亡这样的一个能力在运作。
But the mind that is set upon the person of the Holy Spirit will have life in their emotions.
但是以圣灵为念的人呢，他却是会有生命在他的感情里面在做工。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
我们一起起立。
Yeah, worship team. Let's have the worship team come, and we're going to just wait on the Lord for a few minutes.You're free to come forward if you want.
如果你要的话，你可以到前面来。
But instead of people praying for people like we do many times,
但是我们不像过去，好像是有人来为你祷告。
Just the nature of this subject, I want us to just be talking to the Lord personally.
但因为针对我们今天所讲的主题，我希望你自己跟神来对话。
And don't just commit yourself to obey Him.
你不要只是好像把自己委身说我要来顺服你。
Commit yourself to interact with Him as He lives inside you.
你乃是要来委身说神，当你将住在我里面的时候，我要开始跟你有交通。
Many people are committed to obeying, but they don't know how to follow through.
很多人他委身要来说我要顺服，却不知道当如何行。
Because they're not committed to talking to the Spirit and having a friendship with Him.
因为他们并没有委身于要跟他交通，来开始跟他有友谊。
And believing what the Holy Spirit says is true about His ministry inside of them.
而且他们也不太相信圣灵他在他里面所应许他会。